ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 47। अर्चयामेव हरये पूजां यः श्रद्धये हृते न तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु स भक्तः प्राकृतः स्मृतः। अर्चयामेव हरये पूजां यः श्रद्धया हते न तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु स भक्तः प्राकृतः स्मृतः। अर्चयामेव हरये पूजां यः श्रद्धये हते न तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु स भक्तः प्राकृतः स्मृतः। अर्चयामेव हरये पूजां यः श्रद्धये हते न तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु स भक्तः प्राकृतः स्मृतः। अर्चयामेव हरये पूजां यः श्रद्धये हते न तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु स भक्तः प्राकृतः स्मृतः। अर्चयामेव हरये पूजां यः श्रद्धये हते भक्तेषु चान्येषु भक्ता प्राकृतश्रुतः। माताजी अर्चयामेव हरये पूजां यः श्रद्धये हते तद्भक्तेषु चान्येषु भक्त प्राकृत स्मृत। अर्चायां दीति एव सर्टनली हरये तो लॉर्ड हरि पूजां वर्शिप यह हु श्रद्धया फेथफुली इहते एंगेजेस ना नॉट तत् ऑफ कृष्णा भक्तेषु टुवर्ड द डिवोटीज च एंड अन्येषु टुवर्ड पीपल इन जनरल सह ही भक्तः प्राकृतः मटेरियलिस्टिक डिवोटी स्मृतः इज कॉल्ड। ट्रांसलेशन अ डिवोटी हु फेथफुली एंगेजेस इन द वर्शिप ऑफ द डीटी इन द टेम्पल बट डस नॉट बिहेव प्रॉपरली टुवर्ड अदर डिवोटीज और पीपल इन जनरल इज कॉल्ड अ प्राकृत भक्त अ मेटीरियलिस्टिक डिवोटी एंड इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी इन द लोएस्ट पोजिशन। वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग डिस्कशन ऑफ द पर्पोर्ट। According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a Kanishta Adhikari should very seriously engage in regulated worship of the deity The deity is a particular incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna can present himself before the worshipper in five different manifestations. Namely, his original form as Krishna, that is Para, his quadruple expansion, Vyuha, his pastime incarnations, Vaibhava, the super soul, Antaryami, and the deity, Archa. Within the deity form, Archa is a super soul, who in turn is included within the Lord's pastime forms, Vaibhava. The Supreme Lord's Vaibhava Prakasha is an emanation from the Chaturvyuha. This quadruple expansion of the Lord is situated within the Supreme Truth, Vasudeva, who himself is situated within the Swayam Prakasha Tattva. The Swayam Prakasha consists of expansions of the ultimate Swayam Rupa Tattva, the original form of Krishna within Golok Vrindavan in the spiritual sky. This hierarchy of the expansions of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world is realized even within the material world in terms of one's eagerness to render service to the Lord. A beginner in the lowest stage of devotional service should try to dedicate all his activities to the satisfaction of the Lord and cultivate the worship of Krishna in the temple. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all the plenary expansions of the Supreme Lord mentioned above descend into this world and enter within the deity who exhibits the function of the super soul by accompanying the daily life of the Vaishnava. Although the Vaibhava or pastimes expansions of the Lord incarnate at specific times, Rama Dimurti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan, the super soul and deity forms are constantly available for the spiritual advancement of the devotees in this world. As one comes to the Madhyama Adhikari platform, one is able to understand the expansions of the Supreme Lord, whereas the Kanishta Adhikari's entire knowledge of the Lord is limited to the deity. Nonetheless, Krishna is so kind that to encourage even the lowest class of Vaishnavas, he condenses all of his various forms into the deity, so that by worshipping the deity, the Kanishta Adhikari devotee is worshipping all the forms of the Lord. As the devotee makes advancement, he can understand these forms as they appear in their own way, both within this world and in the spiritual sky. As long as one remains on the third class platform, one has no transcendental appreciation of the blissful reality of the Supreme Lord's paraphernalia and entourage. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with King Pratabarudra when the king, upon receiving an outer cloth from the Lord, immediately installed it as a deity and began to worship it as being as good as the Lord himself. Lord Shiva himself has stated, Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Worship of the paraphernalia, entourage or devotees of the Lord is even better than worship of the Lord, because the Lord is more pleased by worship of his devotees and entourage than by worship of himself personally. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the inability of the Kanishta Adhikari to appreciate the Lord's devotees, entourage and paraphernalia indicates that such a materialistic Vaishnava is still affected by the speculative understanding of the Karmavadis and Mayavadis, those who are dedicated to sense gratification and impersonal speculation about the Absolute. Srila Prabhupada often said that only the impersonalist desires to see Krishna alone. We desire to see Krishna with his cows, his friends, his parents, his gopis, his flute, jewelry, forest scenery, and so on. Krishna is gorgeous in the setting of Vrindavan. It is in the land of Vrindavan that Lord Krishna, surrounded by so many beautiful associates, manifests his exalted, indescribable beauty. Similarly, the unique mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is exhibited in the activities of his pure devotees who selflessly travel around the universe, distributing the dust particles from Krishna's lotus feet on the heads of the conditioned souls. One who is uninterested in the Lord's paraphernalia, entourage and devotees has a stunted conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This must be due to contamination from the impersonal and sensuous understandings of life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that after hundreds of lifetimes of faithfully worshipping the deity of Lord Vasudev with external paraphernalia, one realizes the true nature of his transcendental name and mantras, and the bondage of one's materialistic mentality slackens. In this way, as a Kanishta Adhikari gradually comes to perceive the mental activities of a devotee and tries seriously to advance to a higher state, his materialistic conceptions will go away of their own accord. He then exhibits loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and makes friendship with the devotees who are the dearmost sons of the Lord. And by appreciating the universal quality of devotional service to Krishna, he becomes very much eager to engage other innocent people in the service of the Lord. Further, as he begins to make significant advancement, he becomes inimical to anything or anyone that hinders the progress of his devotional life, and thus he avoids atheistic people who cannot benefit by good instruction. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded by His Divine Grace Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotrashata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Prabhupada, is so nice that anyone who helps the society immediately engages in preaching work for the Lord. Thus, there is great facility for the members of the society to come quickly to the second class stage of devotional service. If in the name of Krishna consciousness, one gives up preaching and instead becomes interested simply in collecting funds for maintenance, he is showing a type of envy of other living entities. This is a symptom of the third class platform. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, verses 45 through 47 constitute the answer to King Nimi's two questions: what is the nature of devotional service to the Lord? And what are the specific duties of the Vaishnava?
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurunnilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So, coming to the conclusion of the answer to King Nimi's two questions: what is the nature of devotional service to the Lord, and what are the specific duties of the Vaishnavas? In one sense, the worship of the deity form by the Kanishta Adhikari and that of the Uttam Adhikari, in terms of rules and regulations, should not be very different. But what is being described in these beautiful verses and the purports is also the consciousness. Are the associated activities associated with the worship of the deity? One of the points made in this purport is very interesting. It said that Krishna is so glorious that Krishna's intimate associates must also be glorious. We know that a man is known by the company he keeps. So if Krishna is glorious, his associates must also be glorious. Which means that one who very seriously worships the deities, very sincerely offers his services to the deities, and tries to imbibe the mood of a servant, he gradually also imbibes the mood of a servant of the servant, and then gradually imbibes the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant, and so on. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudas. And as a result, he gets surrounded by more and more glorious intimate associates of the Lord. The entourage only increases. It doesn't decrease. I remember when I got my first 500 rupees scholarship sometime long back. Then I wanted to give it to temple, so I was giving it in an envelope, and my grandmother, she said, "How much is it? 500?" She said, "No,
you should add at least 1 rupee more. So I was wondering, why 1 rupee more? And she said, the tendency is that today I have 500, tomorrow when I have more, I will offer that to you as well. So it's to indicate the tendency that I want to offer more. I am limited by whatever capacity I have, or I am limited by my consciousness today, but I want to offer more. I was just thinking, like, today lots of products are sold for 499 rupees. So, the goal is to create an impression that it is actually in the 400s, but extract 500. So between 499 and 501, the difference is 2 rupees. But there is a ocean of difference in consciousness. So, a Kanishtha Adhikari can say, I am doing my worship, this is my deity worship, this is how deity should be worshipped, and this is how others don't worship the deities, this is how high my standard is, and he may be doing the same worship that an Uttam Adhikari might be. But we see through so many beautiful examples in scriptures that how the worship of a deity by an Uttam Adhikari is so inclusive. He wants to engage everyone else very naturally in the service. Just highlighting this point of Krishna being glorious and his associates also being glorious, all the incident that often comes to my mind is that of Ghanshyam Das Babaji Maharaj, about whom Radhanath Swami Maharaj often narrates with so much enthusiasm and fondness. Ghanshyam Das Babaji Maharaj, he used to write Radha, the dust of Vrindavan, and then erase it every day because he didn't want anyone to step on it. One day while writing, he found that he touched upon something golden. And when he uncovered from the dust, he found the deity of Gopi Janavallabh. Very beautiful deities, named Gopi Janavallabh. And he used to worship them. He was aging. He used to worship them in an alley of someone's house. And when Radhanath Swami Maharaj, through his different travels, came upon Vrindavan, he narrates that Ghanshyam Das Babaji Maharaj would so, in a, such a welcoming manner, treat Radhanath Swami Maharaj as the friend of Gopi Janavallabh. Very naturally. Whatever Madhukari he would do to get 3 rotis, he would offer all of that to Radhanath Swami Maharaj. When Maharaj would tell him that, well, you are not eating anything. I know from your associates you have not been eating. He would say, no, do you think Radharani, she has any paucity of any rotis? She can supply profusely. This is for you. You are a friend of Gopi Janavallabh. Sometimes, once in a while, some kheer would come and Ghanshyam Das Babaji Maharaj would offer it to Radha Krishna and then directly to Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He said, please, no, this is for you. There are incidents where he would be sleeping in the night, cold, extremely cold in the winters, and Ghanshyam Das Babaji Maharaj would offer his own chadar to Maharaj. And even if Maharaj somehow or the other tried to avoid taking the chadar in the night and offer it back, he'll be surprised to find the chadar back on him through the night. I mean, such determination. Simple worship of deity, but in that worship, such a strong source of inspiration was born in the heart of so many other devotees, I'm sure. We find that Narottam Das Thakur, when he came back, after visiting many places of pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Kheturi, he got a letter from his guru, Lokanath Goswami, to celebrate the divine appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and toward that also welcome the deities, install the deities of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And it's very interesting how Narottam Das Thakur reflected upon it. He thought that this is a great opportunity to make everyone remind about the glorious pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. At the same time, so many devotees spread across Bengal and Orissa can be brought back to one place, and all of them could be given an experience, exposure to the wonderful teachings of the Goswamis, which Narottam Das Thakur had just then imbibed. So here is this beautiful festival. And somehow the other, his cousin brother, whose name was Santosh Dutt, had inherited property from his father and uncle. And he had enough resources to arrange for this big festival. This festival is described in such beautiful words by our acharyas. The staying arrangements, the bathing places for the devotees that were arranged, a prasadam that was arranged, and to top it all, the beautiful Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the welcoming of deities actually became an occasion for so many devotees of different experiences, different backgrounds to come together and share their Krishna consciousness with others. So therefore, an Uttamadhikari, he might arrange for the worship of deities by the Kanishtha Adhikaris. It's upon the Kanishtha Adhikari how he receives it. If he receives this worship with a grateful heart, with a sincere heart, also while observing rules and regulations of worship to the best possible capacity he has, it's a matter of time that the seed will also fructify. Why? Because the seed is being watered by several other experienced personalities, and the seed is being watered with ambrosial water, nectar. It's not just water. This is a very interesting follow-up point. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a Kanishtha Adhikari should very seriously engage in regulated worship of the deity. Now, one was the consciousness, and the other is also the regulation. Srila Prabhupada used to say that the four regulative principles of freedom, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, they are actually meant to help us completely focus, channelize our energies for service. Similarly, there are many do's and don'ts. Even in the worship of the deities, there are many do's and don'ts in the way we perform our sadhana. The main facilitating factor is anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. That which is favorable to service is accepted, is not just accepted, is actually installed. One is to accept, right? But accept we may do one day or two days. Accept we may according to our convenience. But to install that which is favorable in our life, integrated in our life, means that over a course of time, just fighting the negative energies doesn't become a struggle. We are able to focus our energies more and more in the service of the Lord. So, this is the point in the purport said, do not try. As said in the verse 41 of this chapter, Kham vayu agnim salilam mahimcha. A devotee should not see anything as being separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Either ether, fire, air, water, earth, the sun and other luminaries, all living beings. Which means even the paraphernalia that is used to worship the Lord is very sacred. And the sanctity of all of that also has to be maintained. It's not just about getting the job done. Again, there are beautiful instances. One of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's very intimate associates, Gauridas Pandit. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they were about to leave, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to leave for Jagannath Puri, the news was very heavy upon the heart of Gauridas Pandit. He invited both the lordships to come home. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very kindly, mercifully told Gauridas Pandit that you can worship me in my deity forms. Gaur Nitai deity forms. However, Gauridas Pandit wasn't very convinced. He was actually thinking that I want to worship you, O Lord. I want to be able to reciprocate with you. I want to be able to feed you. There are so many pastimes in which I am able to engage with you. and he started crying, sobbing. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great mercy upon Gauridas Pandit. He said, don't worry. And in fact, he arranged for two exact replicas of himself and Nityanand Prabhu to appear. So there was Gauranitai and Gauranitai. Gauranitai on one side, Gauranitai on the other side. And Gauridas Pandit, when he saw that, with the no danger of any one of them leaving, he was very satisfied. He cooked very nice offerings. And when he made these offerings to the deities, at that point of time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they said that, now we will take leave for Jagannath Puri, but they will remain here. The mood, the affection with which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this point, it was very apparent that the deities are not different from the Lord. And Gauridas Pandit was able to accept this heavy thunderbolt-like statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's explained that Gauridas Pandit would worship the deities, worship the forms, have so many pastimes with them with such love and affection. Of course, he had strict regiment of discipline. In fact, he was getting older day by day, and it was becoming very difficult for him to cook. But he stretched himself so much to make such wonderful, sumptuous offerings for the Lord. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu said, no, we are not going to eat. And Gauridas Pandit, he asked, oh, are you not happy with my offering? Should I prepare something different? They said, no, that is not the problem. We are pained at heart that at this age, you are trying to cook so many different offerings. We are happy with simple offering. So Gauridas Pandit, he said, oh Lord, for today, I have already made the offering. Please accept it. Tomorrow, I will feed some simple shark to you. So, when Gauranitai heard this, they were very satisfied. They were actually also smiling out of great affection for Gauridas Pandit. They accepted the offering. They actually had so many intimate pastimes. They revealed to Gauridas Pandit that you are none other than Subal in Golok Vrindavan. We have performed so many pastimes. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu revealed their forms as Krishna and Balaram and let Gauridas Pandit take part in their leela as Krishna and Balaram in the form of Subal. At that elderly stage in his life, Gauridas Pandit would also try and decorate the Lord with beautiful ornaments. But the Lordships, at one point of time, they thought, this is too much trouble. So one day, they decorated themselves. And when Gauridas Pandit, he went and saw, the ornaments were already adorning the Lord. He was surprised, how did this happen? The Lord then revealed. One time, Gauridas Pandit, he had to go on some important yatra. At that time, he had entrusted the service at home to his disciple Hridayananda. Hridayananda very meticulously was worshipping the Lordships, and he got an inspiration to celebrate Gaur Purnima festival. Somehow he made announcement that we'll have beautiful Gaur Purnima celebration. And these festivals are especially important in the worship of the deities. So it's explained that when Gauridas Pandit came back, he said, he was externally not very happy, internally very happy. Externally he said, well, you should not behave independently. I was traveling. So somehow he arranged for Hridayananda to be situated on the banks of the Ganges. And he said, okay, you do one thing. You go and arrange for Gaur Purnima celebration on the bank of the Ganges. Hridayananda, he made a lot of arrangement. In fact, there were several invitees. Both in the case of Narottam Das Thakur and Hridayananda, it's explained that they sent out personal invites. In Sanskrit, they actually sent out personal invites to so many people. Massive arrangements were made. At the same time, Gauridas Pandit also made arrangements for the Gaur Purnima festival at his own residence. So two Gaur Purnima festivals. And it's explained that the Gaur Purnima festival at Hridayananda's place, on the banks of the Ganges, was so wonderful. There was such amazing kirtan going on. The devotees were so absorbed in chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because of the chanting of the holy names is especially considered very auspicious in worship of the deities. So at some point of time, there was a Gaur Purnima festival going on at the house of Gauridas Pandit. He asked one of his disciples, please go and make bhoga offering to the deities. And when this devotee went to the altar, he found that the deity room, there are no deities. Where are the deities? Gauridas Pandit, he said, I know where the deities are. He took a stick in hand. He said, I'll chase down these deities. Gaur Nitai have gone to the house of, to the festival of Hridayananda. I'll go there to punish them because they've actually escaped. So he went with the stick. He was so happy. He was actually so pleased with the festival celebration of Hridayananda that the deities had escaped to his festival. And there when he went with the stick, the deities of Gaur Nitai, they entered into the heart of Hridayananda. Seeing this, Gauridas Pandit was so happy, so pleased. He went and embraced Hridayananda and exclaimed that today I name you as Hriday Chaitanya because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entered into your heart. So in this way we find so many beautiful examples. Millions of examples in the scriptures, in the spoken literature. There's written literature and there's also spoken literature of so many devotees, so many great saints worshipping the deities with their heart and soul, even in the most difficult situations, adhering to all the regulations of worshipping the deities, as we found in the case of Gauridas Pandit. Of course, in the scriptures we also find that when devotees have such high standards of worship, sometimes they do this worship in their mind. Srila Prabhupada narrates in the Upadesh, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the story of a Brahmana. He went to the Godavari and there he was sincerely meditating on the Lord. He started chanting the names of the Lord and sincerely started meditating, inviting the form of the Lord into his heart. And it's explained that he would, in his own heart, dress the Lord very nicely. That's what he could do. He was in the Godavari, he would dress the Lord very nicely in his heart, in very beautiful costumes. Because if there is miserliness in the heart, then there is no scope for improvement outside. But here in his heart, he was so exorbitant in his worship of the Lord. And it's explained that he would offer repeated obeisances by bowing down before the Lord. And then he would, in his heart, he would beautifully cleanse the temple of the Lord. Savai mana Krishna Padaravindayo Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnani. All the beautiful activities that are narrated in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, we find even in the case of this Brahmana. Offer beautiful flower garlands, Tulsi Maharani to the Lord. In fact, it's explained that he had many water jugs made of gold and silver. Now, he was bathing in the Godavari, but to bathe the Lord, you of course get water from Yamuna, from Saraswati, from Ganga Devi, from Kaveri. So he got all these waters and he started bathing the Lord. This was his meditation. Actually, it became a regular meditation. Different fruits, flowers, incense, all of those he arranged for the worship of the Lord. One day, as part of this, he made a special offering for the Lord. And that special offering was kheer, prepared with tremendous love and devotion. However, Srila Prabhupada explains that it's a tradition to offer kheer when it is cold. Right? There are wonderful cooks, devotees here. And they know the right temperature at which kheer has to be offered. So, this Brahmana very sincerely wanted to make sure that the temperature is maintained correctly for offering. So, he put his finger into the kheer bowl. And what happened? When he came out of his meditation, he found that his finger was burnt. Why? Because the kheer was actually hot. Simultaneously, something else happened elsewhere. Lord Narayana was smiling. Lakshmi Devi was by his side. What happened? Lakshmi Sahasra Sambhama Sevyamanam. They were actually quite amused. What is there to smile? So Lord Narayana, almost explaining through his gestures, he arranged for this Brahmana to be brought back to Vaikuntha. He arranged a beautiful airplane and then explained the glorious offering of this Brahmana. So here we find that a Brahmana who very sincerely wanted to worship the deity, following all the rules and regulations, without lethargy, without shortcuts, he gets to worship the Lord directly in Vaikuntha, in his beautiful form. In the purport, today we read how Srila Saraswati Thakur, he explains that a Kanishtha Adhikari should very seriously engage in regulated worship of the deity. The deity is a particular incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna can present himself before the worshipper in five different manifestations. His form as Krishna, his different manifestations, his quadruple expansions, Vyuha, his pastime incarnations, Vaibhava, the Antaryami super soul, and the deity. Right? Within the deity form is a super soul, who in turn is included in the Lord's pastime forms, Vaibhava. So in these beautiful pastimes we see, Vaibhava, yes. Gauridas Pandit had such beautiful pastime interactions with the Lord. Narottam Das Thakur, he had the holy name, verily incarnate, verily descend in the midst of all the devotees. This Brahmana, he actually got audience. Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmiyam. He got audience of the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha. One interesting point is that when one gets trained very meticulously, purifying his senses to serve the Lord in the form of the deity, gradually one also gets equipped to serve the Lord everywhere else. And that is also the glory of an Uttam Adhikari. One of the previous purports, a very beautiful point is made that, is it that the pure devotee sees the Lord everywhere? Well, he can see the Lord if the Lord decides to show himself. But what the pure devotee carries in his heart is the intense desire to serve the Lord. He has the eagerness to perceive, to appreciate, acknowledge the existence of the Lord everywhere. And therefore the Lord will manifest. So in one sense, there can be no place where a pure devotee is bereft of the audience of the Lord. And therefore, we see in the scriptures that sometimes there is no limitation to what form the Lord can take. We see in the case of Lord Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra, what his pure devotee Maharaj Indrajimna had envisaged was different from what manifested. But that was his free will. You wanted to worship me, here is a form I would like you to worship me in. So what form? We also have the example of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Very interesting. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was sincerely assisting Jiva Goswami in the worship of the deity of Radha Govindadev. Govindadev, however, appeared to Srila Jiva to Gopal Bhatta Goswami and told him that, I would like you to worship deity of your own, have your own deity worship. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told this to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went ahead and said that, I would like you to worship me in the form of Shaligram. go to the river Gandaki. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami went to the river Gandaki, and there he had put his bowl into the water, running water, and then he found 12 Shaligram Shilas came into his bowl. And well, he said 12 Shaligram Shilas, he was probably expecting something else. He drained the water, emptied again, and again he found 12 Shaligram Shilas. He finally realized that this is Lord's desire to worship him in the form of those 12 Shaligram Shilas. He started worshipping the Lord. But very soon, a rich merchant came by and offered beautiful paraphernalia for decorating his deities. Crown, necklace, earrings. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was wondering, how am I going to use these paraphernalia to worship Shaligram Shila? So he sincerely prayed to the Lord. In fact, it was the auspicious occasion of Narasimha Chaturdashi. So he prayed to Lord Narasimha, Narasimha, O Lord, if you so desire, you can appear in any form. I know that you have appeared from a pillar. Stambe sabayam namrigam namanusham. You appeared completely bewildering, completely breaking all records, completely shattering all rule books. So, O Lord, this paraphernalia has come. I would like to decorate you. If you so desire, please allow me to. So next day, when he woke up in the morning, performed his morning services, came back, he found that one of the 12 Shaligram Shilas, the Damodara Shila, had transformed into a very beautiful small form. And when we see the form of the deity, we always indicate this way, a small form of Radha Raman. Because we know that the Lord has a potency to expand his compassion, his form, his pastimes. So here was a beautiful form of Radha Ramani, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami was completely enthralled. He called all the devotees, the senior Goswamis especially. There was a beautiful festival. And it was also noted that the form of Radha Raman, starting from the feet up to the waist, had the beautiful form of Radha Madan Mohan. The chest and the hands, the limbs, had looked exactly like that of Radha Gopinath. And his beautiful face looked exactly like that of Radha Govind. Sambandha, Abhidhyaya and Prayojan deities were all manifest. So this is the pastime of the Lord. You start with deity worship, the Lord performs such pastimes, he accepts services from a merchant who had left some paraphernalia for worship, and the Lord transformed to accept those services when prayed for by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. At one point, the Lord, Gopal Bhatta Goswami also prayed to the deities, O Lord, my father had instructed me to worship the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How do I make that happen? How can that become possible? So it's explained that the Shaligram Shilas, when he remembered these instructions, right before his eyes, Radha Raman transformed himself into the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that form had raised his arms and was loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, how can the Lord and his pastimes be bereft of the chanting of the holy names? It's always a part of the Leela and part of the worship. So this is, the Lord can manifest in so many different forms. The forms can transform. And then we find, not only any form, anywhere. Right? From the time of Brahma, Lord Brahma was worshipping a beautiful form of Vishnu. And then that was handed over. The worship of Vishnu was handed over Manu, Ikshvaku. And in that Ikshvaku Kula, finally handed over to Lord Ram. Lord Ram was worshipping this beautiful deity of Lord Vishnu. And then when Vibhishan met Lord Ram, when after he was supposed to be the king of Ayodhya, Vibhishan requested, "Oh Lord, please guide me." And Lord Ram, out of great happiness, gifted him the deity, the ancestral deity. What precious gift, ancestral deity. And Vibhishana very lovingly was carrying the deity back. Now when there is a genuine mood of service, you can be an instrument in the deity not necessarily being worshipped by you, even though gifted to you. The deity was gifted to Vibhishana. In very materialistic terms, people may think it's a jackpot. Right? But when there is no consciousness for receiving, you just become a jack. So what did Vibhishan? He was carrying the deity, and on the way there was a king by the name of Dharma Varma. Dharma Varma king was in South India, and he had also desired to have darshan of this beautiful form. So Vibhishan, he descended from the Viman, and that location there was also a beautiful deity of Anandashesh. So somehow by the Lord's desire, here was Vishnu, here was Anandashesh, and when Vibhishan wanted to carry forward, the Lord revealed, "I would like to be worshipped here." One's heart can break, but this is deity worship. This is sincere deity worship of Vibhishan. He accepted this order of the Lord, but the Lord was so kind. He said, "I will have all the deities face east. I will face you towards the south." Right. So still today we find Srirangam, the beautiful deity of Ranganath, is facing Vibhishan in reciprocation for his service. So again we see anywhere. And we find sometimes the Lord gives darshan and then disappears. Narad Muni. The Lord appeared in front of Narad Muni, gave such beautiful darshan, when Narad Muni, as a very sincere sadhaka, mendicant, having lost his mother, was meditating on the Lord in the forest. He said, "Sakridyad darshitam rupam etat kamaya tenagha mat kama shanakai sadhu sarvan munchati hrishayan." O virtuous one, you have seen me only once. Why? This is just to increase your desire to possess me. So sometimes the Lord manifests his form, his personal audience, to just to increase the desire. And then what did he say? "The more you hanker for me, the more you'll be freed from all material desires." In fact, he said, "Your intelligence in this way will be completely purified." The Lord told Narad Muni that there are some kashayam, there are some impurities that need to be purified. And Narad Muni, a sincere sadhaka, he accepts when he's told that there are impurities to be purified. So this life, you can no longer have my audience. The same intelligence that we are talking about, that Lord Vishnu tells Narad Muni, "Fix your intelligence on me." We find in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam some interesting, slightly contrasting experience. On one hand, we have the Prachetas, the ten sons of Maharaj Prachinibharishad, who under his guidance, under his instruction, go into the forest for performing severe penance. And there, Lord Shiva, he directs the Prachetas to fix their intelligence upon the Supreme Lord. The way Lord Shiva gives direction to the Prachetas is also extremely adorable. In fact, there's a beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada, which I couldn't resist reading. So he says, Lord Shiva tells the Prachetas, "Tamevatmanam atmastham sarvabhuteshavastitham pujayadvam krihantascha dhyayantascha kshadharim." He says, "Therefore, O sons of the king, the supreme personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart, is also within your hearts. Therefore, chant the glories of the Lord and always meditate upon him continuously." Now you can see, it's a very different situation. The Prachetas are about to enter water, and that's not a place I find convenient to do deity worship, underwater for a long time, right? Hard enough to maintain ourselves. But he says you invoke the deities in the... In fact, there is a beautiful description given of the form. It's not just the form. How that form looks like. What are the paraphernalia of that form? Beautifully described by Lord Shiva. You almost feel that Lord Shiva is doing his worship and Prachetas just happened to be there. I mean, that's the feeling I got when I read the entire section. Prabhupada writes in the purport, the word asakrit is significant, for it means not just for a few minutes, but continuously. Let this go on continuously. That's the instruction given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshashtam. Kirtaniya sadahari. Prabhupada says, because Lord Shiva knew the princesses were very sincere about doing austerities, Lord Shiva advised them to constantly chant and meditate on the Lord in the heart. And finally, the final statement Prabhupada writes about Lord Shiva's meditation. He says, it's significant that Lord Shiva personally offered his prayer to the Supreme Lord, just as he was taught by his father, Lord Brahma. He was preaching to the princes according to the parampara system. One not only should practice the instructions received from the spiritual master, but based on that practice, share with others. Again, we find Lord Shiva doing this beautiful meditation, deity worship. And then we find the father of Prachetas, he was somewhat bewildered, performing so many yajñas and rituals. Narad Muni, the following chapters, Narad Muni Narad Muni is approached by Maharaj Pachini Parishad. He says, I see something is not correct. I want to elevate my consciousness. And that's when Narad Muni, through the allegorical story of Puranjana, enlightens the consciousness of Maharaj Pachini Parishad. And again, towards the conclusion, there is a verse. It's a verse that is introduced or talked about by Vijayadvaja Tirtha in the Madhva line. He says this verse is also there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Krishna Daya Jiveshwa. He says, if a living entity is developed in Krishna consciousness and is merciful to others, and if his spiritual knowledge of self-realization is perfect, he will immediately attain liberation from the bondage of material existence. And there again in the purport, Prabhupada refers to the same verse, the verse that we read today. Prabhupada says that Maharaj Prachini Parishad was advised by Narad Muni to elevate his consciousness by fixing his mind on the Supreme Lord. And when we say the mind on the Supreme Lord, it's on the form of the Supreme Lord. What do you fix your mind on? When you say fix your mind on the holy name, what do you fix your mind on? The syllables of the holy name. The details. In the research world, unfortunately, they always say, the devil is in the details. Right? But for aspiring sadhakas and sadhakas, the divine is in the details. It's exactly the opposite. I don't know why they say the devil is in the details. But it's the divine in the details. Narad Muni again describes the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord and asks Maharaj Prachini Parishad to meditate on that beautiful form. Just to conclude, we find in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is this conversation between Satyaraj Khan and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when all the devotees are asking Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are inquiring from the Lord, who is a great devotee? What are the characteristics of different kinds of devotees? So it's explained there by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains that Yahara Komala Shraddha Sekanishta Jana Krame Krame Tenho Bhakta Hoi Be Uttama. Anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord is glorious. But one whose faith in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is komala, is soft and pliable, is a neophyte. But by gradually following the process, he will rise to the platform of a first class devotee. So the same process of worshipping the deity according to certain rules and regulations is being offered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to us, of worshipping the holy name, the Supreme Lord in the form of his holy name. And just as we talked of meticulously serving, decorating, making offerings to the Lord, We can similarly make meticulous decorations, offering, pay our attention very meticulously to the holy names. There's no difference. Abhinatvam nama namina. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says that by gradually, by being very steadfast in the chanting of the holy name and meditation on the syllables of the holy name, when one's faith, one's experience, its faith is not just intellectual, it's experience, faith transformed into experience. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu often talks of transformation, not just the information. That transformation, by Krishna's grace, he can lend his hand so that the sincere sadhaka can transcend. Tesham aham samuddartha mrityu samsara sagarat. He can transcend, he can be elevated in his consciousness. We'll just once more chant the holy names of the Lord together. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. There's a question, one question.